And we are back on the Friday Grapevine, and I'm joined in the studio now by Raj Dhillon. Hi, Raj.
Hi, Gage.
Folks, my next guest on the show today makes things with people most of us would run from. Krista Van Slingerland. Hi, Krista.
Hi, Raj.
Is one half of Friday's Child. It's a band that she formed with her ex-husband, Evan, while they were getting divorced. So if that tells you anything, it's that this is someone who turns life's messiest moments into art. She's, full disclosure, her and I are making a music video together for the Kingston Film Festival in the spring. Anyways, quick plug before we start. There's a show called
Through the Looking Glass.
Through the Looking Glass at Signal Brewing on July 11th, 7:30. Krista's band, Krista and Evan's band called Friday's Child, will be performing there at 7:30 on July 11th. Mm-hmm. Krista, that was a lot.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
thanks for being here. Let's start by talking a little bit about the first song you ever wrote. Do you remember it? Would you play it for someone now?
I honestly don't. I'm sure it was like me holed up in my bedroom as a teenager.
Yeah.
I absolutely can say, though, I would not play it for somebody now.
Damn it.
No.
I was hopeful.
No, I'm sure it's...
Well, the interview's over. Just call it here. Yeah.
Okay, well, tell me then... Okay. I'm still going to try and pry that song out of you sometime, but
good luck.
I'm going to call your mom. No, don't do that. Okay.
Well, you can. Heather would like to get your phone call, I'm sure.
Yes. Okay. Let's back to business. Serious business. When and how, let's say, did music stop being a hobby for you and become the actual thing you wanted to do? Tell me that story.
I don't know if music's ever been a hobby so much as a lifeline. I think it's something that I must do. And I think about that a lot because you don't make a lot of music. No, you don't make a lot of money playing music unless you're at a very, you know, global level. Mm-hmm. And so I always ask, well, would I do this if nobody paid me? Mm-hmm. And as long as the answer is yes, I'm going to keep doing it. But I'd say like Friday's Child is the first musical pursuit that I've really taken and professionalized and used all my other skills to amplify and make it something that I'm proud of beyond the music, just the way that we conduct ourselves in the world and our core values around the project. Friday's Child is the first. Yeah.
Wow. Talk me through starting a band whilst divorcing your husband.
When you said that, I was like, oh, that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that, and that's okay. It definitely, you know, takes a certain kind of person to do this. I think, you know, as we were separating, we didn't want to lose the music that we had written and created together, and we wanted that to live on. And we had a sense that the musical collaboration and partnership was one of the best parts of our relationship. And I think really the only language that we both speak, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
It's the way that we can connect that we both understand. And music has been a real through line of our relationship. It was what sparked our connection in the first place. Mm-hmm. It then allowed an intimacy that is had in artistic pursuits through our relationship, and then became a cathartic and transformative space after the marriage was ending to change the container of the relationship, I like to say.
Huh.
So it's become something new, and music has allowed that to happen.
Who even are you? That was very articulate. Now, the way you speak about relationships is, I'll use the same word, quite articulate.
Thank you.
Talk a bit to me about what you did prior to and what you're, you know, what did you used to do? I obviously already know the answer, folks, but I'd love to hear it from you. And, you know, how did you transition from what you were doing into actually committing to this? Mm-hmm. How did that feel?
terrifying, actually. I remember the moment thinking like, oh, I'm an adult and I can just do the things I want to do. Nobody has to approve this project. But the reason I felt that way is because I came from high performance sport, where you're very much towing the line all the time. And then academia, doing a master's and a doctorate, again, is you need approval and funding. And there are very specific boxes that you must fit yourself into. Mm. Friday's Child is a total denial of all those boxes and just a real following for me of my heart and my soul and what it wants to do here with the time I have on planet Earth. So I think I had gotten to a point, and getting married actually was one of the reasons that I put a lot of pressure on me. Mm. I found that after I got married, I had all these ideas about what it meant to be a wife that I wasn't even consciously aware of. But once I had sunk into that role, I put so much pressure on myself to be something very specific, which was not at all aligned with who I really am and how I want to move through the world and be in relationship. So it was one of the catalysts for just like exploding my worldview, really. And I started to rebuild that. And that has allowed Friday's Child to come to life and for me to rebuild a life that I really, really love now.
Oh, my gosh. That is beautiful. I hope... I feel like I'm doing a little bit of exploding of my life as well and going through this transition of moving ish to some degree. I'm still filmmaking and directing, etc., which is a thing we can talk about maybe now, but you know, just that idea of the fear around trying to just do this thing that you have. You know, dare I say, you know how to make music, but to commit to doing that in its entirety, taking the entirety of your life, maybe it's not the entirety.
It's not, and I don't want to be pessimistic, but I think it probably never will be. There are very few people who get to have that be their full-time role, and I think... Mm-hmm. I'm not actually a person who wants to be doing just one thing. I have so many interests and talents and things I want to do. So I imagine doing two or three things that are really important to me. But you're right. Publicly saying, this is a thing that I'm doing. Here's my art. And then needing to let go of whether people like it, what it means to be successful doing this, and just really anchoring into the reason that you're doing it.
Yeah.
It's hard and scary.
It is hard and scary. And I think, actually, dare I say, that's the, you know, in many ways, the perfect segue to kind of what our upcoming collaboration ultimately will be.
Tell the people.
So I'm going to be directing a music video for one of your songs called...
Wolves of Yesterday.
Wolves of Yesterday. And so we are just kicking off this project. Mm-hmm. And... Krista and I were talking, Gage, about the dance of Krista and Evan having written and made a song, a piece of art in and of itself, and kind of handing it to somebody else who is going to have a different point of view, possibly, to what the song means. I'm curious to know from you, just like, let's start from a place of where does songwriting and the process of creating a song come from for you?
Well, it's definitely a catharsis. Evan recently was like, you need to stop writing sad girl indie. And I was like, I don't know if I can. How about we just put my sad lyrics to a banging riff and make it a happy song?
And that is this song.
It's rock and roll. It's really fun. This one is probably like the least depressing, I would say, like the least emotionally complicated of our songs on this album.
So good.
I start with lyrics almost always, and then I'll usually come with a chord progression. Our songwriting is a bit different now. When we lived together, Evan always has a guitar in his hands, so I'm hearing a progression and I'm like, oh, I have words for this. And we would collaborate that way. Now it's more he'll send me like a recorded riff, or I will say, hey, I have these lyrics, let's and here's a progression that I like with it, and then Evan like explodes it. Evan went to school for music, so he has like a better grasp of theory Not better. I have almost no grasp of theory, which is becomes a superpower because then I create weird stuff that people who are boxed into what
this
music is supposed
right
to be.
This is the right way to do a thing, right?
Exactly. There's no right way for me. I'm just exploring and playing and doing what needs to be done for me to just, like, stay sane, really.
And it's funny because I do a lot of comedy-ish things and live in a world of improv, etc. And when I first heard this, heard the song, I had a story playing out in my mind that I thought was quite hilarious, and I was like, "Oh, this is going to be quite an interesting process." I think for the three of us to embark on, in that I think what I'm going to hear and see and possibly experience in a song is going to be different. And I think that's one of my favorite parts of making music videos, in that I'm showing up to this project that's, you know, a song, let's call a song a project, that's fully formed and has a life, and possibly looking at it differently. And I think it's so fun to navigate those waters together with people. Now, what the heck was I going to ask you? Folks, here we are. Oh, yeah. The exact question based on what I'm talking about. I wanted to know what it's like for you to hand a song over to someone like me, in a way. Like, obviously, I'm not going to take over. I promise.
Wow.
Just joking.
That feels like famous last word.
That felt like a threat,
Are you ready? No, I'm joking. What's it like?
It is a practice of letting go. And I think, so your comedic spin, I want to go down the road with you, because for me that feels, I'm just so serious about my music. And, like, you know, I'm just serious. But Evan's not. Well, Evan's serious in some ways, but he has, like, the sense of humor of an Adult Swim show. Like just dumb. He's a dumb sense of humor.
Can you tell me about how many times I came up through the divorce process?
It helps. Like, he makes me dumber, I'd say, in, like, a good way. Like, just makes me take things a little less seriously. That's not why we got divorced. His sense of humor. No, I really appreciate that about Evan. So I feel like you and him are going to be on the same page, and I'll be like, but it has to be, like, you know, I don't even have a preconceived notion about what it has to be. I've never made a music video before, but I think playing in this way is going to get me and stretch me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
We really, like, collaboration is a core philosophy for us. Like, even when we are doing a live show, we always want to bring in at least one other artist, a visual artist, usually to help create a set.
Yeah.
Or this show that is at Signal Brewing, Through the Looking Glass, Evan created three massive stained glass windows that are backlit. He's a carpenter.
Oh, cool.
We're creating an environment, and Alex Mundy is our collaborator. Like, whatever platform we may have through Friday's Child, we want to lift other people's tides. The music business feels like a bunch of closed doors.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm playing a game and I don't know what the rules are. So to be able to bring other people with us on our journey, I just think having other perspectives makes the art better, and something you could never imagine alone. So I'm excited to collaborate with you.
I am too. I'm shook. I'm really excited. And I think for me, I would say similarly, collaboration is one of my deepest values also. I just think all the things, rising tides, etc., etc., you know? I just think the best things come from a place of multiple perspectives and multiple views coming together.
Yeah.
And that's, like, dare I say, this is going to sound profound, but I'm like, is that where the truth lies? You know? Like,
what
ultimately,
is the truth anyways?
What even is it?
I don't think it exists.
Can I handle the truth?
Unlikely.
Oh, man, I almost know that whole speech by heart.
We're going to go off on a tangent now. A monologue by Raj
Top Gun? Yeah. So, yeah, anyhow, I feel like we're having such a great conversation that I feel like we should almost
do this
every couple of months, and we can take people on this music video journey.
That sounds fun.
I think if people are into it, they should let me know.
Yes.
I think, okay, so I want to talk about We've talked about the show. I want to remind people when it is. I think I'm almost out of time. Gage, do you want me to wrap things up?
Oh, I still got about 6 minutes.
Oh, that's so many minutes, man.
Oh, man.
So many minutes.
Let her ride.
Let her ride. Krista.
Yeah.
What is your greatest fear about this project?
Oh, I think this is a new way of being seen, something mm-hmm. that I had to overcome. I take on a persona when I go on stage.
Okay.
She previously was called Crystal, but I have a friend now who calls me Stevie, and I think Stevie's the one on stage. Krista does not want to be on a stage and being, like, looked at. Mm-hmm. So this has been an exercise of allowing myself to be seen, especially mm-hmm. because the music is so coming from such a personal place.
Yeah.
This is a new iteration of that.
Yeah.
Now let me be seen on a camera, like through a camera lens, potentially.
Yeah.
That feels very vulnerable to me.
Yeah. Have you ever been in the motion pictures in any sort of way?
Well, let me tell you. No, I have not.
Okay.
I've been on the news.
Very new.
Which is, like, very boxy, right?
I'm curious to dig into this idea of having a different persona
mm-hmm.
on stage versus... Is it Krista writing the songs or is
yes.
it Stevie writing?
No, Krista writes.
Krista's writing.
Well, especially because I'm making music with my ex-husband and the songs on this album were written when we were married
mm.
and going through difficult things. Now I have to get up every night and sing those songs and I need to put myself in the emotional space mm. of the woman who wrote them, which is not the woman
yeah.
I am today. And so really what you're watching is a play. You're watching a character sing a song and I'm telling you the story of Evan and I, which has evolved. But at this moment in time, songs are like photographs.
Mm-hmm.
And so this moment in time, what we're showing you is mm-hmm. is a version of ourselves that used to be and no longer is.
Yeah.
And so that's why I need to take on the character, because emotionally that would be so difficult to just put myself
yeah.
in that space over 100%. And over again. So that's
yeah.
one of the reasons I kind of think about it as a character. And it also comes from just playing a lot of sports and having to perform.
Mm.
It can be easier to be somebody else without the fears and hangups of the person
yeah.
who wrote that song.
Wild. Yeah.
That's why I do it. I don't think yeah. Evan's mostly on an instrument, and so he's expressing himself that way. I don't think it's yeah. quite the same experience, but I feel like
when you have to say the words is a very different thing.
I feel like I'm pulling my guts out and just like showing them to an audience every
yeah.
night. And
yeah.
that's why it connects with people. But for me, I have to protect my well-being in doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think we haven't specifically talked about this before, but I think the idea of your words shaping your thoughts and
yeah.
your psychology is truly profound. And I think, you know, whatever, I'll use the simple example of, you know, negative self-talk, Gage. We don't do that. But we all do. Not we all. I feel many yeah. of us can fall into the trap, I would say. Mm-hmm. And I think the more one does that, I think it's easy to... You're the one with the psychology knowledge here, but
no, you're on the right track.
Yeah, I'm right. I
yeah,
could be. I could be a therapist.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay,
this is
okay,
cathartic,
it.
Though.
It does feel good. It's that easy. I said it, and now I am.
God.
But no, I do believe that it takes practice and is hard to stay in a positive. To have positive language coming out of your face.
Yeah.
Because that is going to shape your thoughts. It's something I work on.
As within, so without.
I try not to talk badly about Gage too much.
It's hard, though, isn't
it? Just me?
Just you.
Everybody else is fair game?
You're the only one I talk badly about in the street.
Everybody else is fair game? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You said you try not to talk about.
Oh my gosh, we had too many negatives in that sentence. I've completely lost the plot,
people.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening anymore.
This is what happens when you wrote me into this rush.
I've been trying to kick you out of this room for months.
You should know this by now.
Just, yes. No, you're wonderful, as is Krista. So I'm just going to wrap things up, recap through the looking glass, where I am very jazzed to see this stained glass
yeah,
thing.
Three beautiful windows.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited to see that July 11th, 7:30, Alex Mundy and Friday's Child.
That's right.
At Signal.
Yeah.
If any of you should desire, I'll be posting about that show and a few other projects that are coming up for both myself and Krista and whoever else. My social media thing,
handle.
My account, my handle,
yes.
as the hip folks of the world say, is Raj Gets It Done. RAJ gets it done.
Yes, she does.
Which is the thing I try to do. I'm not perfect. I don't get all the things done, but I try.
You don't have to be perfect to get it done.
That's true.
Sometimes done is better than perfect.
Shoddy projects out in the world
it's
over
like
the
I
years.
Always say.
Not your music video, though. Your music video is going to be
I was getting nervous
on
there for
point.
A second.
yeah, so feel free to give me a follow there. I'll post about things, including this show.
You might also consider following us.
Yeah.
Other than seeing live music, the way you can support artists is by following them on social
yes.
media. We are Friday's Child is our handle on yes. all of the things.
Which I will tag also.
Thank you very
on
much.
On all your things. Hashtag follow at things.
You're really good at social media, I can
I'm
tell.
I'm good at the internet. Raj gets it done. We
on
are Friday's
internet.
Child. Those are the handles to follow. I'll post all the things all the time. And thank you, Krista. I know that most people going through a divorce split the record collection. Krista and Evan, they decided to start a band. I love it. I'm excited to see the show and to make a music video with you too.
Me too. Thanks yeah. for having me, Raj.
Thanks, Gage. Thanks, Krista.
Well, thank you both Raj and Krista for that. And that is a wrap on the show today. I want to thank Raj and Krista once again. I want to thank Pamela Mayhew and Tara Wilkinson for the art scene. And of course, Jack McCool and Dave Wheatley for the Prince Edward County Sports Hall of Fame and Pet Report segments. My name is Gage Broderick, and we will talk to you next week.